Stand up. Fight back. I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. Peter Baker's recent New York Times opinion piece catalogs how and why the country has moved towards centralized authority. Baker points to the executive branch circumventing Congress, destroying agencies and departments, refusing to spend money duly appropriated, and dictating to private institutions what they must do, sending troops into American cities, waging a war against civilians on boats, using law enforcement to settle political scores, dispensing pardons to allies. Baker points out that the country has been down this road before, although, to be sure, not as far down this road. He points to the Nixon administration, which, thanks to historian Arthur Schlesinger Jr., gave rise to the phrase the imperial presidency. Nixon secretly bombed Cambodia, illegally wiretapped his opponents, had his enemies list, burglarized the Democratic National Headquarters, and impounded funds. After Nixon, the country demanded and significantly succeeded in restoring civil liberties. Maybe the country can recover again through the courts, the court of public opinion, and elections, and protesting, and engaging with elected officials, and acting locally, and using states as the laboratories of democracy. There are, of course, no guarantees. Taking power back from the executive branch is the challenge of 2026 and beyond. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.